Richard Kingsmore with you. Well, it's set to be another of the standout albums of the year. The American 20-year-old Claro has just released her debut album called Immunity. Claro is Claire Cottrell. She started putting her songs on Bandcamp way back in 2014. It was in 2017, though, that she made a video for a track of hers called Pretty Girl, and then she watched it go nuts online. After that, Claro got signed, but along the way, there's been no shortage of ups and downs in her life. After the very unaffected Pretty Girl video went viral, a few people wrote about her father's connections in the industry, which some thought were at odds with her DIY image. She managed to prove most of that speculation wrong pretty quickly with the quality of what she released afterwards, but away from the music, there's been other aspects of her life that she's had a tough time dealing with. Feeling like an outsider and having trouble fitting in through most of her high school life, there was a time in the eighth grade where she was on the brink of suicide. A worried friend called the police, who intervened, and Claro has written about that episode on the opening track of the album. Along the way as well, Claro has been coming to terms and making sense of her sexuality. Not straight is as close as she's gotten to publicly explaining it. So there's some big topics at the core of these songs, which you're going to hear Claro talk about now. I spoke to her this week. It's the only Australian interview that she's doing for the album's release. She was in Toronto as part of a large run of dates around North America that she's currently doing, supporting Khalid.
It's been so fun. It's been such an honor to be able to tour with Khalid. He's such a sweetheart, and to be able to tour with one of my good friends just feels incredible.
I was going to ask you whether you knew him before starting this tour, so you've had some contact with him before doing these dates?
Yeah. He liked my song Flaming Hot Cheetos like a really long time ago and posted a video of himself singing it, and then we kind of just stayed in contact from then on. But he's always supported me, and he's always, you know, put me on. And I'm just really thankful that he chose me for this tour, because it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to be able to experience these rooms, and it's amazing.
How does it feel, you know, playing these size rooms now? Because obviously a lot of this music that you've created on this debut album especially, it's very sort of intimate type stuff. Are you comfortable translating it to big rooms with big audiences?
Yeah. I mean, obviously at first I was pretty nervous about it. I was wondering how my music would be able to translate to something like an arena, because I obviously never imagined that it would be playing in these rooms. So we worked with a musical director, and we kind of reconfigured the set to feel bigger, to feel a bit more pop, and to kind of learn how to navigate the room better than just my normal shows.
And is that working? Does that feel good?
Oh yeah, it feels amazing. It definitely has worked. I'm starting to feel really comfortable on these stages, which I never thought I would be able to say. You know, I'm still learning every day about performing and about this whole industry and this experience in general. So I think every day is a good practice run for me. And, you know, I want to continue to do better and to get better as I grow.
Absolutely. Well, look, you've made a good start with a great debut album. You must be really happy. I mean, I've seen lots of, well, positive reviews, but also other artists reaching out to you and saying how much they love the sound of this record. I know the album's only been out for less than a week, but it must be feeling pretty good so far.
Yeah, it's indescribable how amazing it feels. I've been sitting on these songs. I've been sitting on the masters for months now. So it feels pretty incredible to be able to share them with the world and kind of let everyone in on who I actually am and what music I've always wanted to make and the type of artist I truly am at the core. I'm just lucky that I have a chance to show everyone that and for everyone to still be listening to what I have to say.
Well, it feels like anyway, as a listener, listening to your lyrics, listening to these songs, they sound quite confessional. They sound like you're really opening up a lot about your life. Do you feel like you've revealed a lot about who you are as a person through these songs?
Yeah. I think as an artist, it's my responsibility to stay open about things I go through and trials that I face and my life experiences. I think that because I am able to be a musician as my job and the fact that I'm able to tour the world performing songs that are about my life, like it's only fair that I'm honest and open about things that have really happened to me and ways I've gotten through it. And I think that's the main thing about this record is that I want to emphasize that no matter what I went through, it's important to acknowledge the silver linings and to know that there are ways that you can look at negative situations positively.
Let's talk a little bit about the biographical side of who you are. I know you were born in Atlanta. I think you grew up outside of Boston. What were your what were your teenage years like? What was high school like for you?
High school was high school. It was, you know, I felt like I had my fair share of, you know, falling outs with friends and making new friends and kind of bouncing from group to group, not really feeling like I belonged anywhere. And of course, looking inward, thinking that it's my own fault. There are parts to my high school life that I really am proud that I got through in terms of like how I look at myself and my mental health in general. There were definitely moments where I felt like I wouldn't even really make it to college. I would always talk to my parents about how I feel like I never belonged and how I just wanted to have a best friend that was there for me and how I just wanted to have, I didn't want to feel like an outsider of all the friend groups that I was bouncing around to. And they were always like, just wait till college. It'll happen. That's when it happened for me. And I'm like, okay, but that's so far away. But, you know, my first week of college, I made my two best friends in the whole world. And it's just funny to look back on everything now. And I think what I love so much about this record is I tried to go back and embody the feeling of when you're going through these things. It just feels like your whole world. Like when you talk to teenagers about things they're going through, they're explaining their situation as if it's the end all be all of whatever, you know, and they aren't able to zoom out and realize that it's only a small fraction of their life and that they'll be able to laugh at it years from now.
Yeah, but that's so true. The perspective is missing, isn't it, at that point in life?
Yeah, you're so self-involved in your own situations and you're unable to see the bigger picture. And I think that every song on the record kind of has its own world of emotion and you're not able to, you know, you can't really zoom out.
Yeah. We're going to hear a track from the record in just a moment. The front cover of Immunity, your debut album, shows a picture of you. And obviously you're very close to your family because I believe the initials which are tattooed now on your forearm, which you show on the front cover, are the initials of your dad, your mum and your sister. I think that's right. So why did you get that? When did you get that tattoo and why did you get that tattoo?
I got that tattooed in Australia, actually, on the Laneway tour. I got it because my family is one of the most important things to me in the whole world. I'm not closer with anybody. And sometimes I feel like, I think when I was going through a lot and learning how to figure out who I wanted to be and what I wanted to get out of music, it made me feel really far away from my family because I was either touring or recording or trying to figure out what this all meant. Because everything for me, kind of just exploded. There wasn't a gradual growth. It exploded in my face, and I wasn't able to gather my thoughts for like a year. I just felt like I was just going and going and going and not really paying attention to what I really wanted and to who I actually wanted to be around. And I think at that point, I just felt like I needed to make a major switch in my life and reconfigure my life and make sure I talk to my family every day, make sure I talk to my friends every day, make sure that everyone that I'm in contact with is genuine and that I'm making those like connections and that I'm keeping them intact and that I'm also taking care of myself in the process. My mom looks at relationships in a really cool way. She thinks of them as kind of like separate banks. She says that in all your important relationships, you need to make deposits every day in order for it to function. And, you know, now I'll fly to Syracuse to go visit my college friends, or I'll go home and see my family. And I've really wanted to make sure that I make the effort. Oh, I just dropped a water bottle.
That's all right. Well, it keeps that sort of stuff keeps you grounded, doesn't it?
It's just important. It's important to make sure that you have a solid team around you, one, like in music, but two, also a solid team around the person that isn't making music, which is who you are, like outside of everything.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm really grateful to have so many people in my life that don't see me as what the rest of the world does. Every second counts. I don't want to talk to you anymore. All these little games, you can call me by the name I gave you yesterday. Every minute counts. I don't wanna watch TV anymore. Can you figure me out just to waste more time on the couch? Can you see me? I'm waiting for the right time. I can't read you, but if you want the pleasure's all mine. Can you see me using everything to hold back? I guess this could be worse, walking out the door with your bags. Walking out the door with your bags. Walking out the door with your bags. Walking out the door with your bags.
I've got to ask you, Claro, who's the person with the bags about to walk out the door? About to walk out the door in that song.
That's top secret info.
Okay, we're not going to find out who that person is.
It's a girl. It's a special girl, but she who shall not be named.
Okay. Did they ever come out, or did they walk out the door and just disappear forever? You're not going to tell me, are you?
It's not. She didn't walk out the door with her bags.
Oh, okay. It was a metaphor. Metaphor, was it?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
It was definitely a metaphor.
All right. That's fine. Let's move on to the actual making of this record. It's a really interesting production and real interesting sound across this record. You worked side by side with Ross Tam, who helped you in the making of this record. The thing I really like about it is that it feels so different in that you've kept mistakes in there, but you've also gone for really interesting distortion techniques. Did you have a real fun time working with him and coming up with sort of the sound of these songs?
Yeah, a lot of the songs were songs that I had brought to him. So it was really interesting to be able to see a demo turn into a song produced by Rostam, like one of my like all-time favorite musicians, you know. Like on top of just working with him, he is an icon to me. And to see him work around my songs and to appreciate things that I do, like I think in the beginning I felt like I was like, should I try this? Is he going to like this? And he was down for it. He liked all of it. And it was, I was so honored that he heard Bags and was like, we need to work on this. Like, we need to make this more. Mm. And yeah, watching him add small things and help me with arranging and, you know, get Danielle on drums. It was an experience for me. It was really, really, really wild. And he really just showed me how records are made. It was impossible for me to know how to make a record before meeting him. And he taught me so much in the whole process. But we had so much fun, whether it was like random risks, like the bass in Sophia, or if it was adding 808 drums into I Wouldn't Ask You at the very end. You know, like there are moments where things just happen and we were like, we just run with them and we never second guessed ourselves. We never second guessed how good things made us feel.
Yeah, that I think you just mentioned it before, that sort of real distortion part in the middle of Sophia is really interesting. I thought at first, oh, is this a mistake? Have I grabbed the wrong file here? Then it comes back to that really clean, you break into the voice again and it's kind of like coming out of a cloud.
Yeah, it's like most songs on this record, I feel like I find meaning in them after they're finished, which may sound different, but it definitely is how I tend to work. But like that whole song is about my first experiences liking women and letting myself feel that. And that can feel like an explosion of emotions. And I think that when I first heard the distortion, I didn't really understand it. But the more I listened to it and the more I attached it to the meaning of the song, it really made sense. And it just felt like it needed to be there. I was so turned off by it at first, but like Rossum was like, you have to let it, you just sit with it for a second. I'm sure you're going to like it. And I came around. My mom hates that song, but it's okay.
She doesn't. She's not a fan of it.
She hates it. She's like, she told me to turn that shit off.
That's funny. You mentioned before, Danielle, I knew Danielle Heim was on the record. I thought she was just doing backing vocals with you, but is she actually playing drums on a lot of this?
She's not singing at all, actually. She only did drums on my record. So she did Sophia, Impossible, and Bags. And, you know, again, Danielle, as well as Rostam, are two of my biggest influences. You know, growing up listening to Haim, it was, I knew, like, I still know every word to most of their songs. And it's so crazy to see Rostam and Danielle look at me and look at my songs and hear potential in them and hear things that I don't hear and want to work on it and add on it and be a part of something like this. You know, I've only ever dreamed of one of my idols ever wanting to be on one of my songs, let alone help me along the process. So it's, this whole record is really a dream to me.
Well, it's a terrific record. As I said before, it's been sounding great on the radio. We've been featuring it this week. Immunity, the debut album from Claro. Just a few more things before I say goodbye to you. I know you're about to turn 21 in a couple of weeks' time. Yes. Have you got a big party planned at this point?
No, not yet. I think my two best friends are Josh and Claude. They're going to come to Miami for it because it's my birthday is on the last Khalid show.
Uh-huh. I was wondering if you were playing that night. You've got a show that night.
Yeah, but it's the night. Well, I have the show the 17th. My birthday is on the 18th. So, we'll see what happens. But I think Khalid has a few things up his sleeve.
I'm sure he's a type of guy who would like to celebrate a birthday.
Definitely the type.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, look, have a good 21st birthday. And isn't it kind of like we're talking at the moment and 2 years ago, it's pretty much exactly 2 years ago that you uploaded that Pretty Girl video online and the world just changed for you pretty much from that moment on, didn't it?
100%. My life has never been the same, to say the least.
Do you feel much different 2 years on, or do you essentially feel like the same person?
I'm completely different. I'm completely different. I think I've been through so much and learned so much throughout these 2 years, and I'm so grateful that I was able to experience it all. I think it can be really scary to just be thrown into the deep end like this. You know, there were a lot of things I didn't get the chance to do or prepare for, but I don't think there's any better way to learn than to fail really hard first. So I'm definitely really pleased with how things are turning out.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, we're happy for you as well. And just quickly as well, I know you mentioned before about going to college and finding your best friends on that sort of first day. I don't know what you were studying, but you mustn't have finished university. Did you drop out?
Yeah. I was studying music business, actually, because I wanted to kind of, if I wasn't going to be a musician, which I had no idea if that was ever going to happen, I still wanted to be around music, and I still wanted to be in the industry. So I only did a year, and then I got the offer to tour with Dua Lipa and kind of packed up my dorm and went directly on tour.
you got real life education type stuff about the music business.
I've learned so much in the last year, and I'm really grateful that I've been given the chance to do so.
Yeah. Listen, time is flying by, and I know you've probably got other things to do, but let's go out with Softly, which is another favorite moment for me off this record. I love the guitar in this track. Can you tell me a little bit about this song?
Yeah. I remember walking into Rawson's studio and being like, I want to make a Sisters with Voices song. At that point in time, was only listening to like 90s girl groups. And I was obsessed with the production. I just was in love with it. And I think with that song, it was the first song on the record I wrote about women. I think I wrote it before Sophia. And I was kind of coming out of my shell with that one, I think. I think it's really like upbeat. It's a sweet song. It has some cliches. It's a little corny, but I think that's what I love so much about it, is that there's so much of Rawson and I in it, but there's also these classic cliche feelings that are usually in songs that are about men and women in relationships. And I think just for me, I really wanted to have a song that sounded and felt like that, like felt like it could be in like a teenage movie, like high school movie, or felt like it could, you know, I wanted that like unwritten Natasha Bedingfield feeling. but for me and my experience. And so, yeah, Rawson started doing that crazy guitar, and it was kind of history from there.
Fantastic. Well, as I said before, it is a great moment. And look, the way I look at cliches are cliches because they actually hit the nail on the head. They're the truth. That's what
they're actually amazing. I'm a sucker for cliches, to be honest.
Sometimes they just say exactly what you're feeling. So why not say it that way? Listen, it's been terrific to talk to you. Well done on this record, and hopefully we'll see you back in Australia sometime real soon.
Of course. Thank you so much for everything.
And once again, another one of the new songs from Clairo's album, Immunity, her debut album. That one is called Softly. And it wasn't until she mentioned in the interview SWV and Natasha Bedingfield as influences on that track. And I wouldn't have picked it beforehand. And then when she said it, I was like, ah, yeah, I can hear where you're coming from. But another one of the great tracks which she made up in the studio with Rostam, who co-produced this record with her. Rostam, who used to be a member of Vampire Weekend, does terrific production work with all sorts of people and got to do most of the songs off this debut album. Clairo is doing a bunch of dates, as we mentioned before, with Khalid, supporting him around North America. Then she's got her own run of dates, headline dates around North America. She did say, obviously, that she would come back to Australia and tour this album. She didn't know exactly when. Maybe it might be for Laneway again. Who knows? She won't be here, I reckon, before 2020, but she was in the country earlier this year, of course, for the Laneway Festival, so maybe she'll be on that lineup again.
The Sounds of 2019 with Richard Kingsmill